This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, 2 years can seem like a long time before babies begin talking, and so baby sign language has sprung up. But does it work? We'll find out in a moment.
First, you can watch U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps compete in the 200-meter individual medley tonight. He's going for his sixth Beijing gold medal. Maybe even more amazing, 41-year-old Dara Torres returns to the Olympic pool, ready to swim against competitors decades younger. You can see her tonight as well from Beijing. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Dara Torres has trouble acting her age. After 4 Olympics, 10 Olympic medals, 2 long retirements, the birth of a daughter, and 34 years in the pool, she's swimming faster now than she did at half this age.
I am looking forward to just standing up and competing. I just want to go out there for those 40-something-year-olds and show that age is just a number and go out there and have fun.
That was Torres before her first Olympic final in Beijing, where she and 3 teammates won silver medals in the 400-meter freestyle relay. That made her the oldest swimming medalist in history. At 41, she's the great hope of the gray generation, pushing life's prime time to the limit and symbolizing what's possible despite age.
I find adults coming up to me and actually not asking for autographs, but talking to me and having long conversations and hearing about how they've been inspired, and I tell them I've been inspired, and it's kind of nice to have a different age group following you, and hopefully I represent them well.
Lean, tough, and taut, Torres works hard for that hard body, spending 5 days in the pool and 4 days in the gym every week. There's also resistance stretching, where 2 trainers stretch and mash her muscles 3 times a week and before and after swimming. Cynics suspect she gets artificial help from performance-enhancing drugs. Torres has volunteered for extra drug testing to show she's clean. Coach Jack Bowerly explains her endurance this way.
She's an exceptional athlete. We have some swimmers that are swimmers. She's an athlete that's a swimmer. And she comes in organized. She knows exactly what she's going to do. She doesn't waste a second. Yeah. She's something.
Torres swims preliminary heats Friday and Saturday, and the final in the 50-meter freestyle sprint Sunday. Michael Phelps will try in those 3 days to set Olympic history again. 3 gold medals in the 3 races on his schedule would make him the biggest gold medal winner in a single Olympics. He reminded reporters yesterday that he has no lock on that record.
I'm not unbeatable. No one's unbeatable. Everyone can be beaten.
American teammate Ryan Lochte is the biggest threat to Phelps in Friday's 200-meter individual medley, and teammate and world record holder Ian Crocker is the big threat in the 100-meter butterfly Saturday. Swimming analyst Rowdy Gaines of NBC says Phelps has 2 of his toughest races ahead of him.
Not going to be easy. Not going to be. It'll be a miracle. I said it at the beginning, and I'll still say it even after 5 of them. It'll be a miracle if he wins 8.
By conventional standards, it's miraculous Phelps has gotten this far and that Dara Torres is even here. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beijing.
You can also see the men's 200-meter backstroke tonight, although Michael Phelps will not be in that race.
Women are competing in the 200-meter breaststroke and the 100-meter freestyle tonight, too. The gold medal finals will be live.
It's not just swimming on the schedule. As we mentioned earlier, there's also women's gymnastics live tonight.
And this favorite sport, beach volleyball, front and center tonight, too. There will be women's and men's matches featuring the Thin Beast and the Professor.
Are these wrestlers?
These are nicknames. 2 American guys who are playing beach volleyball, Phil Dalhauser and Todd Rogers. They lost their first game against Latvia, but then they beat Switzerland and Argentina, and they are still in the running.
I've been hearing a lot about one of the U.S. women's teams, mainly from you, Alex. Kerry Walsh and Misty May Trainer, they beat the Cuban team. They're 3-0. Kerry Walsh, she lost her wedding ring when it slipped off her finger during her first game, but she got it back again after a volunteer found it in the sand. And now you may note while you're watching again that she is wearing a bandage over her wedding ring now.